Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yep.
Thank you very much. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
On school nights?
People? 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week.
Yes, I support that.
Thank you. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
And is that a yes, oppose, or yes, support?
I support it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
The right to privacy for the victims is I strongly support that.
Strongly support. Thank you. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? The police officers are doing what?
Yes, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Why would the cop need to? I'm confused. Why would the cop need to conceal their identity?
That's what we want to know. If you would support or oppose legislation.
I'm not sure I understand it enough to support it.
Okay, crime victims will have the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers.
But does not allow police officers to.
Who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names.
And they tied that all into one bill.
Yes.
Okay, sounds completely unrelated, so I guess it would not say that.
We just want to know if you would support it. We still have the scale of strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it.
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you. Now, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
The property taxes are too high. Everything else is probably fine.
For the purpose of the question, how should I record that? A little high or?
Sure, a little high.
A little high, thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
Probably wasteful, more on the wasteful side.
Thank you. Now, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Hold on 1 second. I'm on the phone. I would say yes, they should easily have the right to do whatever they want with their veterinary services.
So would you support or oppose the bill?
I would support a bill that says they are allowed to use veterinary services through the phone.
Thank you. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Would I support the expanded care? Can you say that one again?
Legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help owners or help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals.
I don't think the government needs to spend money on that, so I would probably have to say no.
So that would be opposed?
Oppose, yes.
Thank you. Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
I think they should be able to use telemedicine anytime they want. I don't know what the government has to do with that other than getting out of the way.
And so how should I record that, support or oppose?
I don't know that the government needs to do anything to allow people to do that, so I would say I oppose, I guess, because it sounds like more wasteful spending.
Thank you. And the last question about this section for veterinarians is, veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants trying to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatment while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Yes.
Is that yes support or yes oppose?
I support.
Support. Thank you. Now for something different. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
They should do, I don't know about print, but definitely you should publish everything online where it's easily accessible, yes.
Thank you. And how likely do you think you will be able to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
How often would I see it? Is that what the question was? Or
how likely do you think you would be to seek out these public notices?
I work for a local government, so all the time.
So for the purpose of the question, should that be very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Now, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
I mean, tourism's pretty big. I'd say I'm pretty important.
Thank you. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Yes, they should.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
If they own the property, then yes.
That would be should or should not?
If it is their property and they want to rent it out, yes. They should be able to.
Thank you. Now, do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
I think the counties should have some say in it.
For the purpose of the question, should I record that as should or should not?
Should. Should's fine.
Should. Thank you. Now for something a bit more different. Do you know how to swim?
Do I know how to swim? Yes, I do.
And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
I think they're headed in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
Sure.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'd somewhat agree with that.
Thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one is, public schools should just stick to traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math, or public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
No, the first one.
The first one, thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Yes.
And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
I don't think anybody's been homeless, but everybody's feeling the crunch on real estate prices, so.
And for the purpose of the question, because it's a yes or no question, how should I record that?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Now, do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Absolutely.
And do you feel that local government in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Does the government have responsibility to work for? I would say no. That sounds more like a private sector. I mean, they can't get in the way of it, but no, I don't think they should be starting housing programs.
Thank you. Now, do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate a restriction that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes, absolutely.
And if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no impact on your voting decision?
I'm assuming it was a good plan, that would be a positive. I would probably be more likely to vote for him.
Thank you very much. And finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65, whose income are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
It's for expanded Medicaid?
For expanded Medicaid, for individuals over age 18 and under age 65.
I'm unsure about that one.
As it stands, you heard, or do you need it again?
No, I'm just, I understand what the concept. I'm not 100% precise about the direction on that, so.
That's fine. Now, currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults with households with minor children that are no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provides access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. So after hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Probably yes.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
35 and 49.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
And do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude our survey. So I thank you very much for your cooperation and your time. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.